As stated earlier, I'll be reading from the book of Job, chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. Job chapter 42, 1 through 6. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
Familiar passage that Donald just read. We studied about Job numerous times, and you have over the years, and a lot of lessons to be learned from Job. This morning we're looking at some Bible examples, people that set some good examples that will help us even today in 2023. This morning we talked about Josiah, the young king who sought after God, sought his ways, obeyed God, applied his law to himself and his people, and got himself and the people in line with what God wanted. And now let's look at Job. Job, a man who went through many things, and you're familiar with this as I am, and we're not going to take long with an introduction, but Job was attacked by Satan. He lost his property, his children, and he endured various trials. We're going to begin this morning by looking at Job chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, and read a few verses here concerning who Job was. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. And his sons would go and feast in their houses each on his own appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. So we can see a little bit about Job, his holdings, how rich he was, the fact he had his sons and his daughters, and the fact that he cared about his sons and daughters, and he offered up things on their behalf that they might not sin, that they might be forgiven of their sins. So Job, as we know, was a good man. Yet often we talk about the patience of Job or the suffering of Job, and we use that in parallel sometimes to when someone in our life that we see, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, a brother or sister in Christ that's going through a lot of difficult times. And sometimes it's something they've got to endure, and you think about, well, you know, that person has the patience of Job. And certainly what Job went through, I have no idea what that would have been like, and I hope I never do. Number one is, he lost all those riches, and so most of us are not rich like that to begin with, but he lost a lot of things. He suffered a lot of things, and he went through a lot of mental anguish as well as physical anguish. And his friends even came to him and kind of mocked him and ridiculed him about where he had gotten to in his life. And so Job faced a lot of things. And the reason I'd like to study this morning for 15 or 20 minutes is the fact that in talking with brothers and sisters in Christ here at Beulah and with various people in the community and even in other congregations in recent months, there's been so many people, it seems, who have gone through hard and difficult times. We've had some here that's had sickness in their family and just couldn't get over it. One would get better and the other would get sick. And then another would get sick and they'd all be sick. And so you've been through a lot. And some of you have been through surgeries. Some of you have been through all kinds of problems. And some of you on a daily basis, you're suffering. And we pray for you. We feel for you. And so physical suffering is something that we're going to have in life. As we get older, certainly we're going to have some things that in our life that we got to face that probably may have not been a problem for us a few years ago, And not only older, but sometimes younger people are faced with health issues and problems. And some of them face that all the days of their life and deal with it. And so there's people who have problems. And it's not just the physical aspect, but sometimes there's problems spiritually that people face, trying to hold up to their the things that are right in their sight. And everything's okay. Trying to hold up and do what's right in the sight of God. And so the clock fell in the foyer. If that's what that noise was. So anyway, today we face things that we have to go through also. And I can't even think about comparing mine to Job, and perhaps you can't either. But in talking with different ones, and they said, well, you know, brother so-and-so's been through this, and sister so-and-so's been through this, and they're going through that, and they have been. And so as you go through things, as we face some things in life, let's look at Job this morning and see if we can gain some more courage and gain some more strength in our own life to be able to help us get through whatever it is we may face. And in that, to do as Donald read in those verses in the Bible reading, that we would be willing to go before God. And even some things we may not understand, that we would accept His will and that we would serve Him. And in all this, as Job chapter 1 and verse 22 says, in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And so there have been times over the years, there have been some people made the statements that, well, you know, I'm not going back to church. All this has happened to me, and this has happened to my family, and I see all these disappointing things, and if there's a God, He wouldn't let that happen. And then they turn their back on God. And so some of those people probably need to read about Job and read about Jesus and read about Paul, because as we go through things and we talk about them, yes, we're facing some problems, you're facing problems, but let's think about Job and not only his patience, but the faith he had in God and the willingness he had to, even though he lost so many things, practically everything of a material nature, that he was willing to hold on and serve God. Job's a good example. He kept his facilities about him as far as thinking and to be able to go forward and do good even in trials. And yes, he was disappointed. Yes, he was sorrow. Yes, he had questions. You know, why did I not die from my wound? He was going through some bad things. And so we question things too, don't we? So Job is a good example of help us to get through it, to get over it, or to endure it, or to put up with it, however how long it is in life, that we can serve God faithfully. That's the key. So things are not always easy at any stage in life, and as we get older, we see that things become harder, difficult. So don't let these difficulties get us down. This past week, there were some numerous ones that were unable to attend Wednesday night, and some were unable to attend just because of the aches and pains of the physical body, just not physically able to get up and go. And so you're going through some times that you question things perhaps, but most everyone's back today. And so the problems we face, let's look at Job this morning about a few things, but I want to inject this morning. I've been telling my wife ever since the 1st of January. I said, this year, the Lord's willing, I'm going to service the lawnmower and get it ready to go. Now, my grandson has been doing it for several years, and because he knows that I don't know if I'm not able, but if I just don't do it. But anyway, I don't do it because it hurts sometimes, Barry. But anyway, I told her, I said, we're going to get this done. So, I bought the oil, I bought the filter, I bought the other filters and all that, the things to maintain the lawnmower. So I started on it and to work on it. And normally that would have took me a few years ago about an hour to service that lawnmower and put a battery in it and be up and going, mix the gas and everything. And so it took me 3 hours, 3 hours to change the oil, to change the filter, to clean the air filter, and to replace the battery. And so I'm thinking, well, I can still do it. And I'm able to get up and go. So sometimes we may not be able to do things as fast or as accurate or as often or in life. And so don't get down on life. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get down on God. Because let's have willpower. Let's have that faith. Well, let's look at Job very quickly. His physical and marital status, very quickly. We've already read about this. I read this in the beginning. This is what he had. 7 sons, 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys. So had very many servants and was the greatest of all men in the East. That's quite of a number of holdings. That's quite a resume, you might say. So let's look now at his good qualities that he had. He was verse 1 and verse 22 of the book of Job. He was blameless and upright and perfect. So when the Bible talks about someone like that, that just illustrates someone that's living their life in obedience to God, trying to do God's will. He was blameless, upright, and perfect. He feared God, verse 1. Feared God, and he kept the commandments of God. And so we talked about that earlier in our other lesson this morning. We're to fear God and keep His commandments. But Job was blameless and upright and perfect. So here's a man that had a lot, and he was a good man. His good qualities. Verse 1 of Job chapter 1. He shunned, that is, he turned away from evil. That's a good quality. In life, we need to shun evil. We need to resist the devil. Let him flee from us. We need to cleave to that which is good. And, you know, abstain from that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Job shunned and turned away from evil. So he was a good man. He was upright in the sight of God. And so, again, the example of Job. What kind of example was he? Well, before everything happened to him, he continually sacrificed to God. Verse 5. This is the man that you're looking at that faced all these temptations. He sacrificed to God continually. This is his lifestyle before his trials. Well, when the trials hit, would Job serve God faithfully? Would he keep his faith? Would he not give up? And so I need to ask myself that, and you need to ask yourself that. When the things hit in life, are we going to have some stick-tivitiness to hold up and don't give up on God? Because He won't give up on us. But let's don't let things, whether it's aches and pains, sickness, trouble, trials, losses, let's don't let that take us away from God. Would Job serve God in difficult times? Well, he was put to the test. Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. Satan came to tempt him. You know, God answered, said, have you considered my servant Job? And so Satan went and he dealt Job some misery. Look at what he did in these things. You think about the things that Job endured. And look at verse 10. Verse 9, first of all. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around the household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. And so we see what he did. The day came whenever he lost his livestock. He lost his servants. He lost his sheep. He lost all of his camels. He lost his sons and his daughters. And in verse 19, suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God foolishly. So Job had all that before, and now all this is happening to him. Satan is tempting him. Things are happening. Things of the world are happening to him that are of Satan, are of the world. He's put to the test. Well, let's look at some of the adversities he faced. Again, we already read this. I got ahead of this point, but we're going to go over it again. He lost his children, his livestock. He had sore boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Alan mentioned that this morning in his class. Barry had brought it up earlier, and Alan mentioned about scrubbing himself with a potsherd. And so much suffering that this man went through after losing all he had, and he had the sore boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, suffering. I mean, terrible suffering. And then even all that, his wife said, Job, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. This man was going through some rough days. He's going through some tough times. He had great sorrow and grief. Chapter 2, verses 11 and 13. But let's look at Job's faith and trust in God. His faith and trust in God was firm. Look at chapter 2 and verse 10. He said, shall we indeed accept good from God and not adversity? Think about that a minute. When things are going along good and we've got a job and the job's okay and we've got a good family, a loving wife, a loving husband, we have children, a roof over our head, fairly good car to drive, good clothes, warm in the winter, cool in the summer, got friends, got a little money to buy groceries, can go out and eat sometimes, maybe go on a vacation or two. We've had pretty well made, haven't we, James? Except back. There's some tough times way back there, wasn't it? We thought. But what about that? He said, shall we indeed accept good? So when it's going good, it ought to be easy to serve God. And for some, it is. But then sometimes when the hard times hit, our faith is tested, just like Job. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not adversity? And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Didn't curse God. Have you ever asked why something's going on? Have you ever asked why this has happened to a family member or a friend? You probably have. We're human, aren't we? It's human nature to ask why. Why is this person going through this? Why has this happened? But in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Through all this, Job did not sin or blame God. And he did not sin with his lips. You know, if we're going to sin with our lips, we've got to think it in our thoughts first. That means a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So when we get hit hard or when things are tough, when we question things, we need to think about our heart. We need to think about the inner man, the inner woman. What are we thinking? If we lose our thought for God and his blessings and who he is and who we are, we might be cursing God with our lips if we're not careful. We might be questioning God if we're not careful. And sure, we're human. We're probably going to ask why on some things. But to ask the question why, accept God's answer, and move on. That's what Job did, basically. After all his temptations, trials, his losses, his difficulties, and his repentance, God restored Job even more than he had before he went through all those trying times. Look at Job chapter 42. Chapter 42, verses 10 through 17. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the... And he names all the children in verse 14. And then verse 15, in the land, all the land, were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. Now think about this. Think about Job and what he went through, and then God restored him. There's a reason for this lesson in the Bible about Job. And one thing that I need to take from this is, of all the other things we've talked about, have some patience, be willing to endure, repent of my sins, go to God in prayer, take what he gives, take what comes, because Satan is the one that tempts us. And the blows of life come from the frailties of the physical things. But don't blame God. But even if we go through certain things, and we've come out at the light at the end of the tunnel where things are a little bit better, we shouldn't expect for us to be restored even perhaps what we had, much more so than we had as Job was. But we can expect, as we talked about in our class this morning, that when we pray to God and we pray in faith, believe it, and our faith is strong enough and our hope is strong enough to stay in obedience to God no matter what comes our way, that when all is said and done here, we're going to be restored more than you can ever think of anything today in this life. If you had the whole world, heaven is our home. Think of all the blessings. No tears, no sorrow, no darkness. Nothing is that works abomination or a lie. All will be glory in that land. All will be blessed. So think it on these terms. Whatever we go through, think of the end result in heaven. Not the immediate result here, or perhaps the long-term result here, but the long-term result of holding our faith in God and feeling it, be faithful out of death, and I give you a crown of life, is a fact of what we're going to be given when we get to heaven. Is that not worth keeping our eye on when we hurt, when we strain, when we antagonize, when we cry, when we mourn with others, when we see others suffering? Because think about it. We do have some good things, don't we? We got up this morning. Food for breakfast. We got houses to go back to, vehicles to drive, clothes to wear. We got doctors that can help us. Think of the blessings we have, but think of the spiritual blessings. So, the example of Job should encourage me and hopefully encourage you to keep the faith at all times. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, because the devil is there trying to get us to lose our trust in God and curse God and die. Let's don't do it. Think of Job and think of what God wants us to do. We need the comfort of Jesus. We need the comfort of Job. And we need the comfort of the Apostle Paul. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what you can do and I can do as Christians, we can take our cares to the Lord. We can take our burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We can cast our burdens on Him. So this morning, the Lord invites you and He invites me to bring our burdens to Him. Of a spiritual nature, if it's sin and you haven't been baptized into Christ for forgiveness, you can do that this morning and have your burden of sin lifted by being forgiven by the blood of Christ. If you're here this morning and you have not served God faithfully, you can have that burden lifted by confessing your wrong, repenting of it, and praying to God, to Him, and He'll forgive you. If you need to do it in a public nature, we can help you with that and pray with you and for you. But remember, Jesus invites us all to come to Him. And God invites us all to take our burdens to Him and serve Him faithfully so that we can endure and get to heaven. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. The lesson's yours. Folks, let's hold on to our faith. Let's get to it and get to heaven. Because He is faithful who promised. With your seventh invitation, please come while we stand and while we sing.